Single-cell storms will move with the mean wind in the absence of significant shear. This is not surprising since the flow at any level is nearly the same as any other level. This is based on Byers and Branham Thunderstorm Project all the way back from 1949. They found that the best estimate for steering layer flow was the mean wind in the 0 to 6 kilometer layer. A common mean wind calculation is weighted by density, giving more influence to the low-level flow. If the average uses a deeper layer, for example 0 to 12 kilometer, then weighting the average may provide more accurate results. Also, low-top thunderstorm motion may be influenced better by a shallower mean wind. Same thing goes for high-top thunderstorms. In that case, you would probably use a deeper mean wind. In this example from the student guide, we can see from the sounding analysis output down in the bottom, the 0 to 8 kilometer mean wind vector was 335 degrees at approximately 4 knots, which would suggest isolated storms that develop would move very slowly south-southeastward, which is what they did.